And you got to remember that, looks aren't forever. So if the person you got to remember, how's this person going to treat me? How is he as a person, or how is she as a person? You know what I mean? How did they ultimately make me feel? Take the looks out of it.
Welcome to the Make It You podcast, a space to talk about fashion, but also all the parts around it that influence your personal style, like how to handle big life changes, parenting, health-related topics, dating again, and everything in between. I'm Tanya Bernadette, a personal stylist with over 15 years of experience helping people all over the world with their style and confidence. I love sharing how you can be the most powerful version of yourself and look good in clothing that truly reflects you. This is a space to learn and take action with a community that supports you along the way. And I'm all about bringing inspiring people together to share their own experience and tips to help you build a life and wardrobe that lights you up. Take away something new today and make it you. Every week, I have new clients that are coming to me for support to help getting dressed for their dates, for finding love, and figuring out what to wear on their dating profile pics. I think that's one of the top things I hear again and again when people come into my world. Every week, I have new clients that are looking for support to help getting dressed for their dates, for their profile pics, and finding love in general. I think that I've heard so many times about people trying to figure out what to wear because they aren't getting matches that feel that are aligned to them of what they want. And they start looking within themselves and seeing that there are some things that they need to change with their style to look and feel more put together so that they attract partners that look and feel more put together as well. And if you've been on dating apps, you probably know how the results are just like all over the place. There are so many people to look through as you're swiping. And if you're really busy, going through this is a lot of work. I used to be on dating apps before I got married. And I remember like the time that you spend every evening or every few days, like going through the results that you get, it can be kind of intimidating, especially if you don't have time. At the moment when I was doing that, I was a single mom and it was like, finding the right match just felt like a lot of work. And now that I'm married, I don't have to work through that again, but I am still so intrigued by the world of modern dating and love. And on today's episode, I am really excited to have on Rebecca Norton of Luma Luxury Matchmaking. Yes, you heard that correctly. Luxury matchmaking. Today, we're going to hear all about it. Luma is for busy professionals that are looking for love. If you have felt like your lifestyle has prevented you from meeting the right person and you've tried the dating sites and apps, but it seems that it's not the right match for what you want, Luma Matchmakers will give you the detailed attention that you need. Today, I have matchmaker Rebecca Norton, who is passionate about connecting people with meaningful relationships. At Luna, she works at the intersection of love and luxury, where she employs a personalized approach. In this ever-evolving world of love, Rebecca continuously refines her approach by staying informed about the latest trends in dating and relationships, ensuring that Luma's services remain at the forefront of luxury matchmaking. Whether you're seeking a partner to share in a life's adventure or someone to grow with, she is here to make your journey toward love a meaningful and luxurious experience. Let's meet Rebecca. Finding love. This is like the number one thing I love to talk about. And people I work with every week, we work with at least five clients a week that are looking for love. They're really trying to get help on how to, I don't like it when people say that they're going to change the way they look, but they want to take it up a notch. Like, how can I dress up a bit more? So this is such a hot topic of working with somebody like yourself from Luma. And just even to get started so people can connect with you a bit more, how did you step into the space of coaching and setting people up together?
Yeah, I mean, so I've been doing this for over a decade, so it's been quite a while since I actually did step into it. But I actually at the time didn't even realize that it was a thing. And when I did, you know, finally get into it, I'm like, wow, this is amazing. It's like a huge passion of mine now. You know what I mean? So definitely couldn't imagine doing anything else.
I know I'm actually in that same space where I started so long ago. I started 15 years ago And I've been doing the same thing. I'm like, I can't imagine what life would be like doing anything other
Right.
than helping people shop. I totally get
Yeah.
it.
Yep. Finding people love is definitely a passion of mine. So,
And when you're working with clients, when do you find is that place where they're like, okay, I've been trying on my own, and now I've come to a point where I feel like I need a matchmaker. Like, this is a next step in my dating process. When do people come to you at this time?
yeah, well, I would say, once they do come to us, it's important to, sometimes you have to step out of the box, and that's what we do. We help, open their eyes to new possibilities. You know what I mean? So sometimes when you might not think, I wouldn't have picked this guy out for myself, it ends up being the guy you marry. You know what I mean? So definitely is a lot of what we do, going outside of the box and, opening up your parameters a little bit, obviously, helps out a lot. And actually, I find that where the, it happens quite often, where someone will be like, I would have never picked him out on my own, but wow, you know what I mean? And it's a love connection. So
Do you find that you get a lot of people from all different ages, or is there a certain group that is really attracted to working with matchmakers?
No, it's a it I mean from 20s to 80s. So it's a large age group. Everybody.
I actually personally, I think that, I mean, I know for myself and my business. When I started my business 15 years ago, the majority of my clients were like 40 and over. And now we work also with people that are investing so much in themselves and personal growth in their early 20s. So, yeah, I can totally see that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think that a lot of people find that, going on regular just apps, you know what I mean? They're getting ghosted, or it's just like a talking game, you know what I mean? Where it's just back and forth, and you're never meeting in person. They want the real thing. So they come to us, which, we're screening and vetting and, interviewing everybody face to face and, going really deep with some questions to make sure, that it's going to be a good fit for them. So, which is what they find attractive, I think.
Yes, and even that. So, talk about finding the right partner. Once you are matching people together, when you're going through that process, like I can't even imagine all the little details because I know there's so much note taking to really understand different personality types. Are there any traits or characteristics that usually feel like a good match when you're looking at this? Like, how does that work when you're matching people up?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons. So, I mean, we're working with our clients on a regular basis. So we're getting to know them, on a deeper level. We're getting to know their personalities, their quirks, and then when we're talking to, matches or other clients, same thing, we're talking to them. We're getting to know, them on a deeper level, their quirks, how they are when you talk to them. And, just there's a lot of little details that go behind the matching process. Definitely getting to know your clients on a deeper level is, where it starts.
I like that you mentioned that you match people up where they tell you afterwards, like, you know what? I wouldn't have thought of going out with them if it was like me doing it. But when you did it and you saw that connection, like it made sense. Do you feel that opposites attract? Do you feel that sometimes people that you're working with get stuck in some kind of cycle, or how does that part work?
Oh yeah. I think they do sometimes. I think sometimes, people can, sabotage themselves by not, really looking deeper into it. However, I think that really just being open to the process, because we're the little things that we're looking at behind the scenes are, obviously, they're not seeing until they get out on the date and they really connect with the person. And really too, like a lot of times, it's about getting out on that date and seeing if the chemistry is there, because you might match on paper, but then, just the chemistry might not be there. And, it's a good date. They had a good time, but maybe the chemistry isn't there. So, and that goes a lot too with, feedback, because we get feedback from every date. So, we do a lot of fine tuning after that process. So
Yeah, I even tell people when I'm working with them with their personal style how important it is with anybody, whether it's a style coach like myself, matchmaker, personal trainer, anything, having that outside perspective to see what you are doing makes a huge difference, because when you're in it, you go towards what feels comfortable. You go towards what you know, regardless if it's your personal style or something you're attracted to, where you can't get out unless somebody helps you. Like, oh, you like this kind of person, but have you thought about doing this instead? You need sometimes like that other person to come in and guide you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, it's, just being open to, the process, because we're going to let them know, this might not be someone you would typically pick out for yourself, but these are the reasons why we picked him for you, or her for you. And we'll go over the list of reasons. And 9 times out of 10, when they meet in person, then they're seeing exactly why we did match them, and they're happy, So it's really just, opening up and going outside of that box sometimes.
And stepping into that as a coach, what is the communication process? I like that you mentioned you really get to know your clients. You kind of get to meet with them daily or weekly or however that is. So you get to spend a lot of time with them. April did actually, I'm not sure if you know, but April, the founder, she did something on Luma where it totally resonated with me, where it said, when you're a coach and you are working with somebody that you're trying to match up, both of you need to have constant communication together. Because if you
Oh,
don't,
yeah.
and you assume your matchmaker knows something about you that you didn't share, like you can't create that connection for them. So can you share more about how you communicate with the person that you're working with, your clients, and how important it is for them to also share real feedback with you of what's working and what isn't?
Oh, absolutely. Because, feedback is key. So when you're giving me your feedback, I need to know all the little details. So if it's something, and it goes both ways, even if they didn't connect with that person on the date, when you're talking to me, I want to know the things you did like also, even though, you're going to tell me the things you didn't like, but also tell me the positives that you could have taken out of that date, because that really helps too with fine tuning when we're going into the next match. So, and you don't want to leave details out, even with maybe, they feel bad and they don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. You know what I mean? So they're going to like hold things back. But those are the little details that I need to know. So when I'm, matching you next, I know, maybe just look out for those little things into the next match, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think everybody listening, if you're listening and you're working with any type of coach, that constant like being honest with the person you're working with is so important, because as your coach, as a person guiding you, our job is to be able to pivot and make sure you get the best experience possible, but we can't read minds.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so let's put that vision of like getting onto that first date. You matched people up, and now let's talk about some etiquette, maybe not even etiquette, like how to go through the process of going on a first date and either being really attracted or not attracted to somebody. So when you are going on a first date, let's say you are very attracted to the person you see in front of you, what are some tips to make sure that you can stay connected with them throughout the date and make sure that they also get a good experience?
Absolutely. So you definitely want to be present during the date, right? And you want to listen to when they're talking, instead of, really just thinking, what am I going to say next after him? So really just pay attention to what they're saying. So, it makes them feel, it makes them feel good, and it lets them know you're present and, you want to be there, right? So that's definitely one thing. Also, too, like before your date, you always want to put your best foot forward. So you don't want to, show up to the date looking sloppy, or you know what I mean? Because, confidence is key. You want to be confident during the date. So especially if you're attracted to that guy, you want to show confidence, because that in itself is attractive, and that's going to be attractive to them. So, yeah, and basically just, and asking good questions. You want to ask good questions, and maybe bring up things that both of you are passionate about. That'll just keep the conversation flowing. So definitely asking good questions and talking about things like how before the date, I'm saying, I'm giving you a lot of details, right? So you kind of, and the things that you're finding that you have in common, you want to bring those up during the date. So that's going to keep the conversation going, and it's going to make both of you have a good time. You know what I mean? Ultimately, in the end. So, yeah.
I do believe that asking the right questions really creates a good connection with somebody because it lets you know them on a deeper level. Are there like two really good questions that are great for dates to kind of open up more conversation from it?
Yeah, maybe travel. Maybe, you both enjoy traveling. So just ask, where have you traveled to? What's your favorite place to travel to? Anything coming up? Any plans coming up? So that's always travels is always it's always a good, conversation. Maybe you both like skiing. Where have you been? I love skiing too, and definitely always bring up. She told me you really like skiing. I love skiing. Where have you been? You know what I mean? So things like that. So you want to kind of take notes when I'm talking to you before the match originally to, what, the other person's liking and, things you have in common, because those are good things to bring up during the date.
Yeah, I love that. Travel is such a great one. I feel like not everybody likes to travel, but a lot of people do, and you do have higher level clients, so I'm sure. Yeah, traveling is a great
Yeah.
one.
Yeah, travel for sure.
What happens in the scenario that you go on this first date and you're like, you know what? There's not really a click and I'm not really attracted to them. Like you get both. What's a good way to handle that kind of situation?
Okay. Yep. So even if you're feeling that and you're not attracted to them, you always want to still be present during the date, right? Because that can make, because you're there, you're already there, right? So make the best out of it, right? Maybe even if, you're still present and making them feel good and, it makes you feel good in return. So it could, lead to, oh, maybe this wasn't so bad. Maybe this was, a good date. And two, another key thing is if you're on the date and you're like, oh, I'm not really attracted to him and I'm not sure, you're kind of on the edge, always give it two or three dates before ultimately deciding. Because when you get on that first date, you're both nervous and, it's kind of awkward. You've never met. So it's just awkward, right? Always give it a second or a third date because, once you get out on that second or third date, more of your personality is going to come out. And you might find that you are actually attracted to them because, their personality is starting to come out and, you're having fun. And then you're like, oh, maybe I am attracted to him. I've seen it happen so many times where, someone will go on a first date and they're just kind of iffy after. And they're like, I don't know, I wasn't really attracted to them. But then they end up getting married in the long run. And they're, super grateful that they gave it that second or third try because they would have never known had they not.
No, I completely agree. I think having a couple dates at least just to see and dive in a little bit more to get to know the person. Because again, that goes with comfort. You know what you're attracted to, so immediately you're attracted to that kind of person. But when you're trying someone different that you're having the conversation with in front of you, it isn't always instant attraction. But sometimes you can
Exactly.
have like that deeper connection that actually results in being together long term.
Right, exactly. And you got to remember that, looks aren't forever. So if the person you got to remember, how's this person going to treat me? How is he as a person or how is she as a person? You know what I mean? How did they ultimately make me feel? Take the looks out of it. And like I said, that second or third date, you might find that their personality makes them really attractive. So you always just want to give it a couple chances at least one more date,
I agree. Are you not getting the results that you want from shopping? It's time to shop with a plan and get ideas on how to take a new direction towards how you want to look and feel. Join me every month for a shopping and style coaching session to help you shop with success. Are you tired of scrolling through online options to only feel more confused about what to buy and what will update your look? Inside Curated Closet Collective, you will get access to shopping boards to help you discover pieces that fit you best. Say goodbye to decision overwhelm and find ease as you pick from new styles and stores that take your wardrobe from boring basics to effortlessly put together. Now, if you think this sounds amazing, let me tell you the results that you will get by joining the Curated Closet Collective. So first, you'll get out of buying those same styles that are stopping you from expanding your personal style. You know what I'm talking about. You have your go-to piece that you have in every color because it works, but you're not able to expand because you don't know what to look for. Another result, you will get new outfits to shop from and ideas on how to pair your new pieces with pieces that are already in your closet. You will also learn how to build a wardrobe that is intentional and catered to the style that you want to achieve. On top of all of this, you get extra support through weekly real life style chats with me every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time. I want to be there to answer your questions as you shop. This is not that kind of service where you're going to get some boards and not know what to do with it. I am here to support you along the way. So you can join me every Tuesday whenever you need that support, whenever you want to show up with your questions to try things on and build that wardrobe that feels like you. If this sounds exciting to you and you are ready to take your style to the next level in 2024, you can go to the link in the show notes. The link in the show notes will take you directly there to get all the details so you can start accessing these shopping boards and get started. Again, I will be there to support you every Tuesday, but you can get instant access of the boards from this month and from the past 2 months to look through. I can't wait to see you in the Curated Closet Collective. Let's begin building a wardrobe that aligns with who you are and where you're going. And when people are going into dating, why is what they're wearing such an important part to that first date? Like, what makes that, what could make that like a date that becomes successful or one that just doesn't work out?
Yeah, because really, you know, how you look and present yourself, you know, first impressions are everything. So you want to, you know, put your best foot forward and make a really strong first impression. And not only that, but, you know, making sure that you're, you know, dressed up and ready for this date and putting your best foot forward, you're going to have more confidence. And again, you know, that confidence is really attractive and it's going to make you, you know, them attracted to you. So I would say, you know, always put your best foot forward on a first date. And even like a casual date, if it's a casual coffee, you know, don't take casual as sloppy. You know what I mean? You can definitely dress it up a little bit like a casual dressy, you know what I mean? You know, hairbrushed, you know, comb, you know, if you're a woman, you know, makeup, have your hair done, you know, just dress nice. And a man, you know, iron your shirt, you know, and, you know, just put your best foot forward for sure on the first date.
Yeah, I also think that being intentional with what you're choosing, it's so easy to just be like, oh, I'm just going to throw something on together because I wore this on a date 5 years ago, or a suit that looks dressed up to me and actually makes you look like you're going to a funeral. So it's like, be intentional with what you're wearing. And I think sometimes, yes, again, people, when they're in it, they don't realize, like, oh yeah, I wore this before. This is my dressy outfit. But is that your dressy outfit from 5 years ago? Does that resonate with you right now? When you show up on your date, are you going to feel like you were at the funeral or the you 5 years ago? Or do you want to feel like the person you're moving into right now with this person in front of you? So I think being intentional is so important on a date.
For sure. Because again, you know, first impressions are everything. So definitely make sure you're being intentional about it.
With matchmaking services, I think that this is just, even for myself, I'm married. I've done the whole dating thing. I've been married 3 times, but I'm always intrigued by matchmaking, dating online, what that looks like, blind dates. Can you share with matchmaking? I don't really know the process. So if somebody is interested, if they're a woman or a man coming into working with you, what does that process look like of beginning to work together?
Yeah. So in the beginning, you know, we're doing a very detailed interview with you and getting to know your likes, your dislikes, you know, your hobbies, your interests, what you're looking for, what your deal breakers are. You know, we're going into a really detailed interview with you first. Then you're going to meet your matchmaker, and, you know, the matchmaker is going to, you know, do a lot of things with you in the beginning. So she's going to, you know, do a welcome call with you just to introduce herself, you know, get to know you, go over any other details that we don't have, you know, in that profile. Then we're going to do a personality test. So, which is good because it, you know, helps us know, you know, your personality, you know, what, you know, personality you're going to be attracted to and, you know, how that works. After that, then we're going to do what we call a mini life bio. And that mini life bio, we're going to get to know you on a really deep level, starting from your childhood and how it got you to where you are today. So there's a lot of things that go into the beginning of the matchmaking process because we want to know you on a deep level, which helps us with matching you, right? And then the matching starts. So, and then we, our database is huge. First of all, we have over 25,000 singles in our database. So it gives us a lot of people to choose from. And a lot of them, we know, and we know, if your personalities are going to match and all of that. If not, then we always do, first of all, detailed interview with the match before presenting them to you face to face because we want to make sure it's a good match and we have all green lights before presenting them to you. So then, we go into if we meet the potential match and we think it's a really great match, we're going to present them to our client and then it goes from there. So on and so on.
That I really like that. I really like that you get to know the client so much to that level. It's not just like a one questionnaire that you're put into some like fish database and you're like, it's like the people, you get to really get to know the people that you're working with. I think that's so important.
On a deep level, we do for sure. Which is, what's great about, the matchmaking, rather than the online dating sites. It's completely different.
Do you have any recent, like, beautiful success stories of people finding love that you've matched up?
Yeah, actually, I just had a client recently who's been on hold. It's been a couple of months. He's been on hold for a lady I introduced him to. They, he's a retired business owner. She's a physician. Both beautiful. Introduced them, and from the very first date, they just both knew, right? It was great, and it doesn't always happen like that, but sometimes it does, and it did them, and which it was so lovely, and they're still on hold for each other. In fact, he called the other day and was telling me about the plans that they have coming up and how happy he was, and yeah, it's I love those two. I mean, I just love them. They're so cute together.
Oh
They
my
make a really, actually do make a really good couple. They have a lot in common, and they share a lot of the same passions, so.
I think that's so helpful. I think people that find somebody, again, I'm not a matchmaker, but I know from experience of all my marriages and same clients, but having an activity or something that really brings two people together, regardless of what happens throughout time, if you have those things in common, it just stays, you just stay connected to that person longer term. Oh, that's so beautiful.
Yeah, I agree.
Are you into any of the dating shows or anything? Do you watch reality TV?
Not typically. I know, like Millionaire Matchmaker, I've seen it that before, but other than that, no, not really.
I'm just curious. I just binged watched Love is Blind, where they're like behind the wall and you
I
can't.
hear a lot of people talking about that actually.
I think that addicting part, which could go into matchmaking, is that you are meeting somebody without ever really seeing them. So it is really trying to get to know them on a deeper level, and you end up matching up with people sometimes that you didn't think that you would match up with.
Right.
And it's so fun. Reality TV, they pick and choose what they show, but it's really fun to see
Yeah.
like what ends up going well from that and what brings up like additional questions when they meet and oh no, did I make a bad decision? But it's so, yeah, it's so intriguing to see those things happen.
Yeah. Well, you always got to remember too, you don't ever want to think of it as a bad decision because, and it's an experience and it's a part of the dating journey. So that's what you always want to remember. Also, too, what I love about it is not seeing a photo beforehand is you can't prejudge before the date. You know what I mean? You're really going to get out there and get to know someone because pictures are really subjective. You know what I mean? You think someone looks really great, and then you get there and you're like, oh, maybe not so much. Or you're looking at a picture and you're like, oh no, I'm not attracted to them. And then you're immediately saying no to the date, right? And but had you get on, if you get out on the date, you would see maybe, he looks really great in person. You know what I mean? Sometimes people don't take pictures well. So
Yeah,
that's what
no.
I love about, the blind going in blind. And
Yeah,
it's kind of an adventure,
it is. And I love that aspect of it when you see it. And from people from the outside watching the show, you're just so mesmerized of like, what's gonna happen? Are they gonna be attracted to each other in real life? Like,
Yep. And that's what's exciting about my job because that's how I am. You know what I
Right,
mean? I
yeah,
get so excited for the date and I can't wait to hear the feedback. And I'm like, oh, you know, it's really exciting. You know, what are they going to think about each other? But, you know, I love it. It's fun.
And when people work with you, are there certain time frames? Like, is it like a 6-year commitment? Is it 1 year? Like, how does that look like?
It just depends on the membership. There are different memberships. So, you know, when you originally, you know, come in and talk to somebody about it, you know, they're going to get to know you. And, you know, ultimately what you need to find success is, you know, what membership. So there's all different, you know, types of memberships depending on, you know, which route you want to go and what you need extra or anything like that.
Yeah, that's awesome. In your own style and in your own life, how does personal style play a role in your job as a matchmaker when you're getting dressed and seeing clients? Like, how would you describe your style and how that plays a role in your job?
Yeah, I would just say definitely professional, always keeping it professional because we are working with professional clients and, you know, we're a professional matchmaking company. So I always, you know, try to keep it pretty professional, but still stylish.
Yeah. Are you somebody that likes to do like neutrals? Or are you more into color? Like what side
I'm
do
not really a color person. I do like neutrals. I like a lot of black and white. Those are my
What you're wearing
go-tos
right
typically.
now? Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, a lot of people when they think luxury in general, for the most part, they think like black, white, the elevated neutrals that can be easily combined, those like really great
Yeah.
classic pieces.
Right. Yeah. That's me.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for spending time with me today. I want to know if our audience is interested in diving in deeper into working with a matchmaker. How can they work with you? How can they contact you?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, go to our website, lumasearch.com, and, you know, fill out an application or call us and, you know, we'll get something started for you. I would love to, you know, talk more with all of your listeners. So if they're
Of
interested.
course. And Luma is spelled Luma, and you can see it in the show notes below. So there will be a direct link. Is there anything else that you would like to share with us on how we can connect with you? You mentioned that you have a book.
Yes, I do have a book. It's called A Matchmaker's Guide to Love, Lust, and Everything in Between. Actually, just recently, it was published in October. And it has everything in it, whether you're single, married, in a relationship, situationship, you know, anything for anybody is in that book.
I'll have to talk to you more off the podcast about that. I have a book done. It's gone through 2 rounds of editing, but the whole process is beautiful and exciting and the biggest project I've had in a long time. I'll put a link below too if you're interested in getting the book. The link will also be in the show notes. So thank you so much again for spending time with me today and
It's my
continue
pleasure.
building a life and a style that truly reflect you. Bye.
Absolutely. Bye.
Hey, babe, I totally appreciate your time today. Thank you for spending it with me, and I hope that you took something away that you can put into practice. If you really enjoyed this podcast, I would love if you could rate and review. It helps us grow and continue being able to reach other people as well. So if you rate and review, it would mean the world to me. It only takes a few minutes, and you can share what you learned today, or in general, what you really enjoy about the podcast. As always, continue building a life and style that truly reflect you. I'll catch you next time.